This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly broadcast of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Matthew Reynolds. Ever wonder what your kids are listening to on the radio besides the latest from Justin Timberlake or Evanescence? According to the CDC, they're also barraged by alcohol advertisements. Joining us by phone to discuss the CDC's most recent study on alcohol advertising on the radio is Dr. Tim Namy of the CDC's Division of Adult and Community Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Namy.
Oh, it's great to be here, Matthew. Thanks for having me on.
A lot of people know underage drinking is a problem, but why is it important that we talk about it?
Well, I think it's a great question to start off. Underage drinking causes about 5,000 deaths a year in the United States, so it's a big ticket in terms of deaths. But more than that, it causes lots of other problems with kids, associated with a lot of big problems, school failure, violence, sexually transmitted diseases, unintended pregnancy. So it really links to a lot of the key health and public health issues that we have among youth today.
And how are these kids being influenced by these types of radio ads?
Well, you know, obviously advertising in general is important for getting a product accepted socially and then adopted. And there's good evidence to show that exposure to lots of alcohol advertising increases the likelihood that a kid will drink alcohol. And what it really does is lays a sort of a social groundwork that advertising typically portrays, you know, alcohol in a very glamorous light. The people who are doing it on TV tend to look great, and a lot of times there's an implication that there's going to be an impending hookup with a gorgeous member of the opposite sex and all sorts of exciting things. So again, advertising is important. And when we have lots of exposure of alcohol advertising to kids who are not yet of the drinking age, many of whom are not really capable of making good decisions for themselves yet, that's, I think, an area of concern for all of us.
So what exactly does this study tell us then?
Well, what this study looked at, Matthew, is it looked at alcohol advertising on radio. And what it found is that basically half of all radio ads occur on radio programs where the audience is comprised disproportionately of underage youth. And what do I mean by that? Well, about 15% of the population is comprised of kids age 12 to 20. And what we see consistently is that a lot of the ads are placed, you know, on programs that have a heck of a lot of underage youth listening to them. And when you look at all the alcohol advertising that kids are exposed to on the radio, these ads placed in the programs that I just mentioned account for about 70% of all the ads that kids hear. So it's a big problem.
Yeah, that's a large number, certainly unexpected. So are there any regulations or laws that prohibit this type of advertising?
Well, you ask a great question. Right now, the way it works in the United States is that alcohol advertising is essentially voluntarily regulated by the alcohol industry with oversight, in theory, by the Federal Trade Commission. And I'm saying in theory because oversight, frankly, is quite difficult and technically involves monitoring advertising, knowing the composition of these radio audiences, and this requires a lot of money and time, and that's why I think the data that we looked at is so unique and so important. The way it stands now is that the alcohol companies have agreed not to advertise on programs where underage youth exceed 30% or a 2 times disproportionate share of the audience. But even at this extremely permissive threshold, what our study found is that fully 1/3 of all advertisements on radio heard by underage youth are accounted for by ads that are placed in programming that exceeds the industry's own voluntary standards. So this is very concerning, and I think as a start to addressing this problem, we would look for the industry to start upholding their own code of conduct. And were they to do that, alcohol advertising on radio to kids would decline by about a third. That's a heck of a big impact.
So what advice can you give to parents about this problem?
Well, I think, you know, parents are an important important issue. I guess it would be surprising, but I think the way I would start by answering that question is that 30% of adults in this country drink in excess of national guidelines. In other words, either on a weekly or a per occasion, as we call it, basis, they drink more than is healthy. And so the first, you know, thing that kids learn from is their own parents. So a lot of times I think it boils down not so much to do what I say as they do what I do or do what a parent does. And so I think we can start by looking at ourselves in the mirror from that standpoint. You know, there are other important issues for parents to think about, like the access that their kids might have to alcohol in their own home. But I think what we really need to think about is, as an adult community, as a society, is really making sure that the existing regulations on marketing are enforced, first of all, and ultimately strengthened. And but I guess until that happens, I guess it's another good reason to not have your kids watch too much TV.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Namy, thanks so much for talking with us here today.
You're very welcome. I really enjoyed it. Best of luck.
Thanks. Well, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Matthew Reynolds for A Cup of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.